Welcome back, you beautiful, amazing people. Welcome back to the Olga Esperez Show. I'm your host, Olga. And how you doing? You know, that's me. How you doing? You tell me when you guys get in the live, coming at you live from Philadelphia. How you doing? You get it? You got me. You got me. Let me know where you chiming in, what part of the world you're at. How's it doing? How are you doing? Thank you for being here and watching this live stream with me today. If you like this content, if you enjoyed it, if it made you smile, hit the like button. Share it, because sharing is caring. And comment. Your comments are my fuel. Keep them coming. I do read them and I will respond, especially in the live chat. But either way, even if you're watching the replay of this. So today I have a bunch of stuff. I haven't commented in a little bit. And oh my God, I got like, let me count. I have, all right, I'm going to talk about the Boston University new COVID strain. I don't even want to get started. But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into Wendy Bell, who I don't really know who she is, but I love this video called Dear Triggered Wokesters. Going to share that one. Probably going to be the first thing I'm going to start out with today because it's just that good, you know? We got to start with the good, right? Maybe with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then we'll wrap it up with some good. Okay, all right. Then I want to talk about, oh, what a surprise. Video games could potentially trigger cardiac arrest in susceptible children. Study finds. I'm going to get into that and my little insight with that. A couple articles about that. And of course, how are we not going to talk about Kanye and my insight on what's going on with him? And then something I'm happy about because, you know, I've been censored and shadow banned and So got a little clip that I'm like, I'm hoping that this is for real and that another case against Google for suppression. So we'll get into that. And should I do? Let me know in the comments. Should I wrap it up with a reaction video? Because I just did a video yesterday reacting to Tom McDonald's latest. But I keep getting a lot of requests for Sansom, especially the song A Quick Word. But, you know, maybe tonight's not the day. Maybe it is. You let me know. All right? I'll be checking out your chats. And you know what, guys? Specifically to answer that question, can you put like an emoji like, I don't know, like music note or something like that? And that way I can scan it easier to find your answers so I don't waste any more of your time. Let's keep this going. Let's keep this engaged. And of course, before I even get started. Okay, no. I'm going to play the first clip. It's a very short clip of this Wendy Bell. And then I'm going to look at your chats. And okay, no, I can't. You got to come first. I'm dying to see who's in the chat. And if you're in the live and you haven't chatted, even if it's an emoji, let me know. I love emojis. They say 1,000 words. Okay. All right. So let's see. Nijo, welcome. Yes, you were the first today. Cool. Very cool. Good afternoon, Olga. How you doing? That's right. How am I doing? I'm doing good. How you doing? AC Nelson, welcome. Great to see you, my friend. What's going on? How you doing? Let me see. I'm sorry. Good afternoon, Olga and Nijo. How you doing? Yes. Hello to all the Perez patrons. Exclamation. Thank you, AC Nelson. In the house. Okay. Yes. Thank you, AC, for the plug-in, for the support. I'm doing well, my friend. Hope all is well with you. We're here. Hey, Serrated Shamira. How are you? Welcome back. Like that emoji. Love that emoji. Let me see. AC Nelson. Olga, I'd love to hear your take on the Carrie Lake, Katie Hobbs race in Arizona. Ooh, I did see a little bit of that. But I don't know if I could say much because I saw like 2 seconds of it. I mean, just right off the bat, I think Carrie Lake is the real deal. I got nothing but good vibes from her. And she's so well poised and well spoken. Is that what you're asking? AC Nelson, like, who do I prefer? Or what do I think between the two? I really don't know much about Katie Hobbs, but I'm not getting the vibes I'm getting from Carrie. I mean, I think Carrie is so phenomenal and so real. president. She could be president easy. Although that's not what she's going for, right? But I think she's that powerful. And maybe she needs to get her feet wet, you know, like most presidents that have become a governor. But, you know, hello, Trump wasn't a governor. You know? I don't know. I think she's strong. I think she's smart. And God, well, so well spoken. Really, she blows my mind. I've never liked politicians. That woman? Okay, now, hey, Sama Hammond. Did I say it right? Good evening, everyone. Watch from Egypt. Hey, awesome. That's great. Welcome. So what's up? You want to be in real space? This is real space in real time. Hey, Sarita Shamara. I just happened to notice that Livestream YT is mad at me. Oh, really? How do you know it's mad at you? Hi. All right. I'm going to get right into it. Let me know what you guys think of this first clip. Because I was like, just love it, you know? I like sharing what other people do, especially when it's wonderful. And when it's horrible, then we got to call them out. But no canceling. No. I don't stoop that low. We don't have to cancel anybody to get the point across, you know? When people are exposed, when people are challenged, they're no longer that popular. They don't look that great. You don't have to cancel them. Cancel themselves. Just point them out. Be like, oh, is that your hero? Is that really that right there? Yeah. Okay. Wendy Bell.
When a generation of spoiled activist college kids actually believes that people care what they think, you find yourself where Ben Sasse did this week at the University of Florida's Gainesville campus. The Nebraska senator is poised to become the school's new president, a fine pick. He's smart, fair, a dutiful listener, a man of action.
Oh, Harvard he looks great educated, to me. I don't even know him.
Was a former college president before his time in the Senate.
I do not. Tell me if I'm wrong. I know nothing about this guy. I follow my instinct. Let me know.
Action. Harvard educated, was a former college president before his time in the Senate. But, and this is the big deal breaker, he's a Republican. Oh no. And to the always.
Oh, wait, so he's a good guy? I'm just saying, again, you know, I don't take sides, but let's see.
His angry snowflake student, that fact alone means more than anything.
That's what got me about this video, is the snowflakes. Not her, not him, the way she speaks to the snowflakes. Let me make that very clear. I appreciated it a lot.
Thanks, Senator Sasse has accomplished in his entire life. So dear triggered wokesters who have more participation trophies than life experiences, I thought I would share some insight with you. Did you know Senator Sasse was so well regarded in the Cornhusker state that when he and his family decided he was going to run for Senate back in 2013-14, he ultimately won all of Nebraska's 93 counties in one of the biggest landslides in U.S. history.
Wow, that's interesting. I'd have to look it up, though. I don't believe anything everybody says. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bet you didn't research that. Did you know that Ben Sasse has also written two best-selling books and that their titles might interest you because one of them is about you, because in it he fights for you.
Oh, wow, that's pretty. I like the title, Them. Why We Hate Each Other and How to Heal Ben Sasse. Or Sasse. What did he say? What did she say?
Who could be bothered by such specifics, you say? You're armed with feelings. Did you know Senator Sasse, while educated at both Harvard and Yale, which is impressive, did something remarkable at the age of 37? He became the president of Midland University. The 130-year-old Lutheran College was on the verge of bankruptcy when he arrived. It became one of the fastest-growing institutions of higher learning 5 years later when he left at the age of 42. I know. You don't care. You know what you know, which is nothing.
Nothing.
You grew up with technology, not hard work. You communicate by text. You're entertained by TikTok. Your heroes are influencers. You're entitled, not engaged. You're judgmental, not judicious. And you bully people you don't like, but you never look at the mirror to see who's staring back at you.
Ooh, that's my thing right there. It's like, that's the first thing I do when I talk to someone, when I'm consulting them, coaching them. It's like, okay, let's look at you. We can't go anywhere until we look at you. Let's look at you. You know, you just gotta, you know, the truth will set you free. It's really that simple.
You demand equality without knowing American history. You tear down a statue before you would fight for your country. You shout and you yell because you're scared and you're insecure.
Tantrums. tantrums.
And you don't want people to know that tree. You shout and you yell because you're scared and you're insecure and you don't want people to know that. But we do. There's only one way to save yourselves, dear snowflakes. Put down the phone.
Yes. Stop caring. Please. Oh, that's the first thing I do. I will not. I cannot stand. I don't, whether you're an adult or a snowflake, I don't care. It's like, what are you doing? We're having dinner or we're out or you're supposed to be working. Like, what are you doing? Pure addiction, which completely, even the people that didn't grow up with that kind of technology, they've lost touch with what they've already known. So either way works, whether it's the younger generation snowflakes or the older generations that it's like, whoa, what's, it's a quite a lifestyle to be addicted to your phone. Like, not because you're talking on it all day long. Notice?
Sharing what everybody else is doing. Do something that helps someone else. And maybe
that's what I always say. When people come to me and they're miserable, I go, you know what? The best thing to do, go help somebody. Go do something for other than yourself. Talk about a whole generation of narcissism. No, 100%. I mean, come on, look at the people they idolize, supposedly. You know, like the some other people that I've heard, they have some really good nicknames for them. I forgot. And I would have not stole them, but I would have been like, I'll give this person credit. But oh my God, I'm going to look for it up. But anyway, because I will not give them credit. I don't want to say their name. No, no.
Maybe, just maybe, listen to a decent man before you protest him. A lot of America has likely lost faith in you, though I guarantee you Ben Sass has most assuredly not. I'm Wendy Bell. See you next week for some common sense.
See you next week for some common sense. Oh, what'd you guys think about a little click? Click, clip, clip. That's just the way it is going to be. I'm always going to say something wrong, backwards, but you'll get me. So what do you guys think? Randy, welcome, Randy. Great to see you. Let me see, Randy. Oh, Carrie Lake is quick to have an answer for anything. She's amazing, right? You can't deny that. If you do, you're jealous. It's that simple. I don't care what side you're on. There is no sides. She's either good or she's not. Okay? Good or not? This lady is my kind of person. She says what she thinks without fear. You talking about me, Randy? Talking about narcissists. Me? Me? But yeah, absolutely. I've said it before. I'll say it again for all you newcomers. If you look me up and you're like, wait a minute, she's a coach. She does this. Yes. This specific channel, this show is specifically to talk to you like I would talk to you in my house during lunch or during a happy hour. Okay. This is not where I get all professional and I'm convincing you of anything. This is us connecting and me talking to you and my most authentic self, as authentic as we can be on this platform, right? Because it'll never be like face to face. You know what I mean? Not because I'd be high-fiving you. I'd be like, I'm one of those touchy people. I'd be squeezing you and stuff like that, or like pinching you. Not in a bad way. You know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, yeah. You might get annoyed. Maybe you're like, you want your personal space. But see, I would pick that up. You know what I mean? Either way, you would feel, I think, I've heard, I'm told that people just walk up supercharged. Ooh, hence my events. The charge station. Because that's what they literally call me. So it's great to see whenever you guys say something like that, that like you're picking it up. Because it's not, you know, it's difficult to do on this platform. Mm-hmm. Needed some water. Hey, John Strom, welcome. Caught you live. Oh, yeah, that's right. Welcome back. My son's puppy needs a late night pee run. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. All right, next. I don't even know. Should I go there? All right, I'm doing it. Let's get some of the ugly out of the way, or the bad. This is the bad. Then it gets ugly. Some of the bad out of the way. Why hasn't the alarm been sound off? I mean, I know a lot of people have been mentioning it, but like, really? Really? This isn't alarming to anybody? like Bueller. It's like, yeah, people are talking about this, but it should be like all over the place, right? Like, oh, scary shit. Why not? Because That's not what they're trying to do, right? It's not supposed to be scary. The thing is, it's everybody asleep and zombied out like Tom McDonald's song, The Sheeple. They've had to hear this. Even if it's not blasted all over like mainstream media, they have had to hear this, see this somewhere. And why aren't they picketing fence and throwing down statues now? I'm just saying, I'm not asking for violence. I'm not saying it. I'm just going. And the question is still that it's still misinformation. If we say anything about the C and the jab and where it came from and who's responsible, who funded it, we're still not allowed to say that. Well, of course, you know, fuck them. We are allowed to say it. I am saying it. It is the First Amendment, free speech. That's the other reason for this channel. But okay, I'll use some codes just so I don't get shadow banned. You get it? Because now they got these bots. They're not actually doing it. And even if they do, I'm not even getting started. All right, I'm going to push play. But my point is, okay, now I'll push play. We'll see what she's going to say. You guys let me know.
The strain of the COVID virus has been created in a Boston university.
A new and deadly strain of the COVID virus. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? And why aren't we flipping out? No, just everybody just, they do whatever they want. This has got to be, I mean, are you guys with me here? How is this not, it's not about me, you know, fear mongering. The alarming part for me is that no one's reacting, even if people are commenting about it. Why aren't they going nuts right now over this? Why isn't it everywhere, like, super viral? Why is anybody like, no, because we're going to get to Kanye. No, let's focus on Kanye right now. That's important. What he says is more important than what they did in here, in our country. And they actually let us know. You think there's a coincidence why they're telling us this? I swear, they're like laughing their asses off. I'm not kidding you. They're like, these people don't care. They don't deserve. They don't deserve for us not to rape and pillage them, shit on them. I don't care. There's a lot of metaphorical ways you can say how they don't give a shit. And they're laughing at us. Of course, the elites. Yeah.
In a Boston University lab. So here's what we know. Researchers added a highly mutated Omicron spike protein to the original virus. In the lab, 8 out of 10 mice died. And while that means the new strain is highly dangerous, it was also created in a biosafety level 4 lab with extremely strict protocols. So joining us now to talk more about...
But why would they do it? I know, I already heard about it. I don't know if you guys want me to continue playing the rest of this clip. It's like, oh, that way we can create medicine to cure it. You know, the body has been around, the humans, we've been around for a while, and we've had an immunity system build up because we've gotten sick. Why aren't they focusing on making our immunity systems better? Again, because there's no money in it.
About this, Dr. Monica Gandhi, professor of medicine and associate division chief of infection.
See, as long as everybody believes in all this shit, we're done. The truth might hurt, will set you free. I mean, yeah. What's that? Another quote about the tyranny? Something about a boot being on your face. Who was that that said that? Was it Orwell? It was Orwell from 1984. Sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't come out. But you get my point. It's like, oh, when it's too late, that's when everyone's like,
infectious diseases at UCSF. Dr. Gandhi, thanks for being with us. Why would researchers intentionally do this?
You know, there's something about Omicron that it was less virulent, but more transmissible. We all knew this by this point, and we have multiple studies that show it's less virulent. The most virulent strains of COVID-19 were the original Wuhan HU, was called Alpha and Delta. So they wanted to see if it was the spike protein mutations that made it less virulent by sticking the spike protein of COVID-19 Omicron onto the ancestral strain. And then they found that whatever the ancestral strain had over here beyond the spike protein.
Ancestral. Notice the word ancestral.
That was what was leading to virulence, because this is a very deadly strain and it's very transmissible both. It has all the worst things going for it in terms of causing disease. So I have to say, I'm a little bit worried.
Oh, here we go. I'm a little bit worried. You look really afraid. You're getting paid for this. That's it. I'm even done with this. Right? What do you guys think? I mean, again, then you think there's this expert and it's like...
It is, and I think point proven, let's destroy this now.
Okay, so we hear a doctor. We hear you saying that you are a little bit concerned about this. I think the average
American... We hear a doctor. You see that again? We didn't have enough of Fettuccine over there. That doctor, that Fettuccine doctor, who I remember never knowing, hearing from him. And then all of a sudden, I see him everywhere. And I first thing that came to my mind was, who is this guy? I remember calling my best friend going, yo, Nick. I'm like, you got the thing. Yeah, I'm watching the news. Who the F is this guy? Italian guy, but grew up here, right? And he's like, look at his face. Look at, I mean, we were both seeing the same. Look at him, but look at him. Like, I cannot believe that the propaganda worked. You put it enough times and all of a sudden you're not listening to your instinct, because I'm sure everyone thought that. I guarantee you. Nobody looked at that guy and said, oh, Saint Fettuccine. No effing way.
American hears this, you know, antenna.
All right, I'm done with these people. I want to read your chat, see what's going on before I go on to the next topic. Should we get, we talk a little bit about the video games or go to Kanye? I feel like when I get to Kanye, I think, oh, I'm going to just, I don't know. Okay, I'll graze over it real quick. Let me see. What do you guys have to say? So, Sama, why would they do that? Did you know that? Did you know that, did you know about this, that what Boston University did? Or I'm just curious. Let me know. Hey, who's in the house? IUE. Joe Rogan had it right from the start. He was just like, eat healthy and exercise, you morons. Laugh out loud. You increase your chances of living substantially. Absolutely. That's what I was doing. And I mean, I feel very fortunate, very grateful, blessed, lucky that it didn't happen to me. My mother got it. She's in Spain and she got it, but she had a great immune system and she was almost 85. She's 84. And, you know, it scared her. If anything, they put all this fear that she says she felt just like a, you know, slight fatigue and she had no fever and she was just a scared and concerned with being locked up, in the hospital. She's always had a panic for hospitals. And then now that she's older, even worse. And she definitely didn't. She's always had a fear of dying alone. And then after she's seen on the TV what happened with, you know, separating the elders that were infected and people dying without their family members, like that was what made it the worst for her. And I remember calling the hospital, asking to speak with the doctor, the nurse, all the way from here, going, I'm telling you right now, I know my mother, and this shit won't kill her. The fucking, you know, C-19. Again, I don't know how they're going to, you know. I said, but it will be, she'll freaking die of a stress, like a panic attack. I'm not kidding you. And so they're like, okay, well, she doesn't have a fever for the next 24 hours, then we'll have her be quarantined at home. So I got lucky. Yeah, the first thing I did was just make sure that I was healthy and eating great. And I remember I was doing all the things I usually do when I'm feeling symptoms of having a cold or the flu. And that's the other thing. I think I've gotten the flu twice in my life. And, you know, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's genetic, definitely when I feel any symptoms of being sick, I have my little routine with my turmeric and I make chicken soup, or I always have a batch of homemade stock in the freezer. I do this whole hot tea with ginger and garlic and turmeric. And sometimes if I'm stuffed up because like it's cold, put a little cayenne. Dude, I'm telling you. And then I'm like vitamin C in it the whole time. You know, the maximum dosage daily. And it's gone in 24 hours. I am not kidding you. Maybe I had it. I even asked the doctor to test me because I thought once I got a little under the weather. And I'm like, maybe I had COVID. Maybe I just had a mild form. Or what if I was a carrier, never felt it? They're like, no, we don't do that. We don't. Oh, really? You're going to stick a nose up my nose, a huge Q-tip up my freaking nose and send the lab results. Oh, that's not, but taking my blood that you're already taken out. You can't just see if I have antibodies, dude. See, I was very combative in the sense that I was very confrontational. I asked the questions. I literally made the doctors and nurses very uncomfortable. Very. It's like, no, just because you're not God. and I'm paying you, or my insurance is paying you. So answer my questions, do what I want. And it was like, they were all also zombied out, man. I'm not kidding. And then they said all the hospitals were full. Not where I live. Never seen one. Walked by every day. The streets were dead, but I was still walking outside. Like, the earth didn't stop for me. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going on a rant. I'm getting sidetracked. Let's see. Oh, this one. If you want to see who controls you, look at those you can't criticize. Voltaire. You're right. Thank you, AC Nelson. Yes. Chad Fauci first. Oh, yeah, that's right. I love the Kid Rock. Yes, I saw that. I almost shared that. That was a couple months ago, right? Or like a month ago when he did that. I meant to share it and then I forgot and didn't put it on my list and boom. Oh, really? Look at that. My doctor refused to give me the jab. I mean, my doctor did because I'm allergic to everything. I mean, I'm just sensitive. And so it's like, well, let's just avoid it. Like, why find out? No, thank you. That's just one. But my instinct was like, don't touch me. And in fact, the more you tell me to do something, the more I won't do it because you told me to do it. Because that's how much I believe in freedom. And I wasn't born here. My dad was in the Navy. And you guys know that. Those know me. I was born in Naples, Italy, and then raised in Spain. And, you know, total different government, constitution. But my mom said from the day I was born, man, I was free. And I didn't care how much I got punished. They locked me in a convent. They did everything possible to restrain me. Didn't work. So I'm like, I don't care. The only person that could stop me would have to be God himself or some super powerful entity. Whatever you want to call it. God, it, source. That's the only thing. Yeah. I never got the jab and I won't. I actually agree with my parents about why it wasn't safe. It's a compound, not a vaccine. Yeah, they even say it. Even the CDC, experimental. I remember having a discussion with a friend of mine. She's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I'm like, I told you beforehand. And then you just refuse. And now, I guess because we talked about it for like 5-10 times over and over, I'm like, just do it. And she looked at the website. She was like, oh, I stand corrected. I'm like, I wasn't trying to be right. It's the fact that, oh, you're exaggerating, you're crazy, or again, it's misinformation. I'm going, man, that's all it took for somebody to say that's misinformation. And I get it, branding, right? You get to trust that brand. I get it. Wow, I haven't left my house since the lockdown. Sarita Shamara, well, I hope you're doing well. I think if I remember correctly, it was you that said that you've been in bed and you're at home, and I hope that these lives help you, make you smile, make you feel like you're out something. You know what I mean? So, and I wish you well. Sending you always positive energy, you and everyone. Oh, wow. Look at you. Good for you, Randy. I haven't changed a single thing since the virus arrived. No mask and no V. V. Isn't that funny? V, like it's peace. Guys, do you know the story about the peace sign? It's really not as positive as you think. Maybe some of you already know that. Okay. Moving forward to the next. Unbelievable. I mean, it really is unbelievable. But here's a little good news. How about this? If they're really going to do this, check this out. We're going to stop Google suppression. Rona McDaniel, I think it is, right? Rona McDaniel?
Absolutely. James Carville, who said that. So you're sounding the alarm with your lawsuit against Google for their alleged redirecting of emails from the RNC to the spam folder. What's the latest on your efforts?
Yeah, we're about to file this lawsuit. It's a big lawsuit, obviously, because it's against Google. So we want to get it right. But this is voter suppression, guys. This right. is Google. They have 53% of the country that have Gmail accounts, right? So they're basically acting like a utility. And when the Republican Party is sending get out the vote emails or fundraising emails, they put their thumb on the scale and say, we're not going to send them. It goes to zero deliverability the last 4 days of every month. This has been happening for months. And we have to stop this. This is wrong.
I thought we were past this. It's unbelievable that this is still happening. People aren't seeing emails that people spend a lot of money putting these together and voters aren't seeing them. They're being suppressed.
So everybody who has a Gmail account, it's not like Google's a vendor of ours. It's right. Everybody who has a Gmail account, they're working for you and they're telling you what you can see or not see in your inbox and they're suppressing get out the vote emails by the Republican Party to zero deliverability. This isn't an algorithm, guys. This isn't, oh, it's a mistake.
Yeah.
It's intentional, and we're going to sue them.
Unbelievable this is happening, but.
What do you guys think about that? I hope they do. I mean, everybody should get, all these people, everybody should get sued out the ass. But the, here's the thing. Our system is so corrupt at this point. It's gone so far, we let it go that far, that all the judges are corrupt. It's not, suing is going to make it no difference, because if that person disagrees with you, they just, they don't, they're not upholding the law, because it's that there's a group that won't uphold the law because that's tyranny. You know, you don't have to be like one tyrannical leader. Anybody with that, that goes against the law and does what they want or goes against the consensus, that's tyranny. I mean, there's a few ways to use it. And I don't misuse my words and like switch it around. You know, there's an emotion that's also attached with a tyranny, right? Or tyrannical person, a tyrant, right? You can be a tyrant. That guy's a tyrant. That girl's a tyrant, right? So it's negative. It's really, I'm not trying to sound religious here, but it's evil. It's a negative energy to that degree. It just clouds your mind. You could say they're possessed because they know they're wrong, but they can't let go. They're addicted to that feeling. Serious. Moving on to the next. How about video games could trigger deadly heart problems in children? Another study. A couple articles I have here. Now, remember, I used to be a teacher, and I used to say, you know, whatever your kids, the video games they play, it does affect them. And yet there's been studies after studies, some studies showing that it does affect children and, you know, the propensity maybe to violence or more active or more aggressive. And then there's other studies debunking it. But who's really going down these studies to see how do they really affect you? I don't agree with them. I've been in a classroom with kids. I mean, we even see it with our pets. You know, don't entice them. Don't make them, you can make an animal be more aggressive, less aggressive. And for the mind, doing it physically and doing it in a video game is not much difference. Like having a piece of chocolate, the parts in your brain can ignite just like doing cocaine. Sugar does that. I mean, it's so convenient when they want to, when they approve it. So for me, anybody, if it comes with the name CNN, ABC, I mean, any of these medias that you can see are bashing the other, suppressing the other, I already know that's got to be the enemy. Because just let the truth speak for itself. So here we go. Oh, you know what? Let me see so you guys can read it. I hope you guys can see that, guys. So yeah, video games could trigger deadly heart problems in children. This is from the New York Post. Video games may seem like a sedentary activity, but the adrenaline rush they give can trigger deadly heart rhythms in susceptible children, a landmark new study found. Who did the study? Games can cause an uncommon but distinct pattern of arrhythmic heartbeats, which has even caused death in some kids with cardiac issues, a report published in the Heart Rhythm found. Video games may represent a serious risk to some children with arrhythmic conditions. They might be lethal in patients with predisposing but often previously unrecognized arrhythmic conditions. Head researcher Claire M. Lawley, MBBS, PhD, said in a press release. The researchers found that many of the children who suffered heart issues were playing, in quote, multiple player war games. Specifically, war games. Yeah, not racing cars. On both console and computer. Though they don't not specify what games. I'm wondering, any of these kids jabbed? Did they research that at all either? I'm just saying, just because why would they make it such an issue if, you know, why all of a sudden these kids, why all of a sudden they notice that these kids, not just kids with, you know, cardiac issues, beware, this could happen. Nothing else? Diet maybe? The fact that they never leave the house? That they're always on the video game? I'm just saying. What exactly is this study? Like what? They also said that the patients entered excited states, in quote, and grew ill after fighting with their fellow players. The experts warned that children who experience blackouts while gaming should be taken to a heart specialist as losing consciousness could be a telling sign of an undiagnosed heart problem. Well, at the very least, I'm glad I shared this article with you in case you see this happen with somebody you know. Let them know that this might be, you know, just let them know this could happen to them. Life-threatening cardiac arrhythmia and sudden death during electronic gaming, an international case series and systematic review. You see this chart here? The new research suggests that video gaming may not be as safe of an alternative to contact sports as previously, as previously touted. Okay? That's my point. They keep changing it. Yeah. Don't you think it's common sense that it's better for kids to go play, to go outside, to game in person? I can't. Either people just don't want to raise the kids, which is one of the reasons why I got out of the industry years ago. But I won't get into that. Anyway, look up the article for yourself. Here's another version of that article. Oh, no. What'd I do? Ah. Oh, wait. What did I do with it? Look at that. How about that little ad? Oh, there's another article saying the same thing. It was a Canadian. Let me see where I had it open. I just by accidentally closed it. Yeah, right here. Just so you know, like, I'll look up different articles. I'll see if I can answer the question from even the, however I found the first, you know, part of news. That's one way I do the research, or I just see like different styles. So yeah, Vancouver, CTV News, Vancouver, video games could potentially trigger cardiac arrest and susceptible children study finds. But you know how they do, right? They also share each other the same information. But again, I wanted to see how the writer took that same story. This one even ad examined the study, life-threatening cardiac arrhythmia and sudden death during electronic gaming, and quote, examined 22 incidents in which children between the ages of 7 and 16 experienced an irregular heartbeat, either proven or suspected, and lost consciousness while playing video games. 6 of the children suffered cardiac arrest and 4 died. Do you see what I mean? Like, that's why I share with you guys and I show you where I'm getting my sources so that you go ahead and read it, you know? I just want to share with you what I think. Gloves off, unfiltered, uncensored. And we don't have to agree. I mean, honestly, would we really fight if we were face to face with each other talking about this? I mean, if we did, I'm sure we would still be pretty cool about it. So a lot of people, when they get triggered, remember, this is a one flat dimensional situation in these live streams. And the best way to do it is to talk to me in the chat. I'm going to look at your chat. I look between the articles, definitely in the beginning of the stream and at the end of the stream. And if I miss your chat, copy and paste it, put it in the other, you know, in the replay, the comments below the description. And if you haven't already liked this video, make sure don't forget to hit that like button. Comment either now, later, always come back. If you think of anything, comment, share. Sharing is caring, meaning somebody might appreciate it, not just me, that you shared this with them or that they found me. Help me get to 1,000. I'm thinking about what to give you guys or what, you know, what, who will be the 1,000th subscriber. I got to figure it. I've seen other people do a couple of different ideas. You guys got any ideas? Let me know. I definitely want to give you incentive, but we're almost there. And I'm serious. Like, they're purposely not making me grow. I know this for a fact. So help me just make it so impossible for them. So far, though, thank you so much for all the comments, for all the likes, for sharing. I'm so grateful. And if you guys don't keep coming, I don't have a reason to come back. And you know what? You know what really helps? Buy me a coffee. The link is in the description below and also in the, you know, homepage of the channel. I need it. Please. Would love. It matters. Every single thing you do matters. I could do a lot more. The more you guys support me, the more I can come around and the more I can do. Thank you. All right, let's go to, what do you think? I can't even call this article the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is just, I got a bone to pick with this because, you know, it's right up my alley with freedom. What's up here? There's so many articles. I know there's not a person at this point that hasn't heard from him. You see? when it's convenient for the MSM, everybody knows. What do you think? You really think that this guy was going to say something to get himself canceled? Like, this guy's uncancelable. Kanye West said he will go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people in a now removed tweet. I'm a couple days behind on this one, right? Now, did anybody actually know what he meant? He also claimed that he had a typo that he does usually. I've seen his tweets. He has typos all the time. But like, what's this DEFCON 3 thing? Because I think he said DEFCON, right, in the original tweet. So, you know, they jumped to the anti-Semitic. I mean, even if it is, that censorship is against the First Amendment of free speech. Again, how are we going to be happy? How are we going to get along if we're afraid to say anything? Okay, let me take that back. No, it's not about being afraid to say anything. It's about hurting somebody's feelings or them being offended. I mean, is this guy threatening to kill people? Bomb anything? Right? I mean, people say stupid shit all the time. Crazy stuff. Ugly stuff. Racist. Anti-Semitic. I mean, my thing is, what's better that everybody thinks about it, but they don't say it? And then when you're walking down the street or wherever you go, you never know. Is that better? Again, let the truth come out. But I, honest to God, my intuition, I did not think he was anti-Semitic. I think he just gave his opinion. Hello, how does New York Times and all those other mainstream media that's now, you know, the tyrannical communist type of media, when they do something like that, matter of fact, when they actually lie, what do they get? They get, oh, we can get out of it because we just have to say it's an opinion. You can't sue me an opinion. It's not defamation. It's not anti-Semitic. It's an opinion. So I'm loving this guy. I am. And I don't care how much anybody says he's bipolar. So what? I know a lot of great people that are bipolar. They're not horrible people. And then when they're like, oh, I hope he gets up. Oh, I forgot to pull that one up. Did you guys see the one about Jamie Lee Curtis? Somewhere I just saw a little clip. I thought about sharing. I wasn't sure because it just made me sick to my stomach, these Hollywood people. Oh, my God. She's like, look at me. I got tears in my eyes. It's so... Stop it. You lying actress. Actor. How are people listening to these people? Again, if she quit her job and she left Hollywood and she goes like Audrey Hepburn and she starts helping dying trafficked children, raped, pillaged, you name it, then I'm listening to you. Ah, I also freaking saw something with Sean Penn too. Horrible. I remember also when Ben Stiller went to Ukraine and shook Zelensky, like, you're my hero. What? I mean, this is insane. These people are sick. Sick. I'm telling you. They're sick. It's a game. It's a global psyop. And see, I'm not supposed to say that. Why? It's true. What business does an actor have to do? And why are they following him? The whole crew's following him. Just like Pelosi and the crew following her on J6. I mean, I don't need to have the discussion. We don't need to keep talking about, oh yeah, well, what's she doing? Well, A, B, C, she could have been doing this, she could be that. Yo, how clear? There's nothing to talk about here. Everyone's in their own bubble, and that's it. And their ego's so inflated that honestly, if you want them to care about you just a little bit, ignore them. Let's see what happens. Just like when we stop buying somebody's product. We don't need to cancel anybody. Let the consumer choose. I like to watch what you do. I like to hear what you say, or I don't. Vice versa. You know what I mean? This is bullshit. They're doing this on purpose. Like, yeah, let's listen to these three little idiots going, oh, you hurt my feelings. You offended me. Oh, God, we got to cancel. Oh, yeah. JP Morgan, we're going to close your bank account. You're doing it because you're scared. You thought that maybe we're really that scared. No. They confused us being kind and sweet and loving, especially as good Americans, but even as good soulful people. Christians, whatever you want to label, but anybody who believes in love and goodness, right? That's the majority, I believe. But hey, we let the minority of evil feel like, okay, all right, we don't want to hurt your feelings. Okay, yeah, we'll let you fit in. to the cost to the extreme that, oh, but you could shit on me and censor me and I'll still smile. Look, they took kindness for a weakness. And I believe now the good people are standing up. And I don't care how they say it. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. I don't feel threatened by this guy. And I can actually tell you that I did some research. And apparently, I have Jewish blood on my mom and my dad's side. More on my mom. And she's from Spain. But we're going back to like when the Moors conquered Spain. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. When they persecuted the Jews in Spain, if you guys don't know that in history, it was huge. It was a big deal. And people changed their names. And the Jews that, you know, some Jews stood their ground and said, yeah, you can kill me. I'm a Jew. I'm fine. I'm not going to change. Others, you know, pretended to become Christians to survive. And those who did told each other, they made up a new last name and it was always an animal. That way they would recognize each other. Because they had a last name of an animal in Spanish. So I have that in my family. Yeah, my dad's a little bit of a mutt. German, he's got some Irish, and he's got actually a little bit of Native American Indian. So then if you look down my dad's side of the family from Germany. Anyway, I did not mean to go down there, but my point is, I don't want to hear it. I'm Hispanic, I look white, but I'm Spanish, and I'm everything too. And I got, and it's funny, I've always connected with Jewish people like nobody's business, but there is a group of elites, and that's just elites. I don't care about their religion. We all know it. And whether they're in the background or front, it doesn't matter. There's definitely a group of people that, and I believe actually that if it is, if they are Jewish, these elites, okay? I'm not going to say they are or they're not. Just going to leave that out of it because it's got nothing to do. What I'm about to say has nothing to do with that. It's about, are they evil or not? Like, who cares if they're Christians, non-Christians, Jewish? You know, what are they doing? If they're doing something wrong, sound the alarm. Shine light to the truth. So was this delivery good? But see, I don't judge. That's the other thing. Everybody says, leave me alone. Accept me. Be more tolerant. Well, then you're judging me if I'm tolerant or not tolerant or tolerant according to your tolerance. You see what I mean? I'm one person that definitely doesn't judge people at all. It's an art form, by the way. Can you guys see the article? So here, I know. Kanye West said that he was, okay, I already read that, sorry. Twitter removed us, we got it. West was accused of posting, and again, I like this article, and it's from Yahoo News. West was accused of posting anti-Semitic content to his Instagram earlier on Saturday. Accused. So he's not guilty, right? He's accused. Kanye West faced more accusations of anti-Semitism on Saturday after posting a rant about Jewish people. Again, see how they're writing it? He was on a podcast. And was he going on a rant? I thought it was a semi-rant. I could definitely go. For me, a rant is like when you're like, you know, like, no, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Him was like, I thought he was having a real normal conversation. I would not call that a rant. But see what I'm saying? Perception is everything, right? West defended himself by saying he could not be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew. And they wrote in like semicolon, whatever those called, parentheses. Okay, I'm drawing a blank for that, but you know what I mean? Sick, S-I-C. Oh, well, that's right. Jew is sick. You see, this is a language barrier, guys. Sometimes it takes me a minute. But I do know. I do know what it means. And then Richie Torres, don't know who it is, says U.S. House candidate NY15. Care less. But he's got a blue check mark. Okay. Kanye West, if you see yourself at war with Jewish people, then you are by definition anti-Semitic. I saw that interview, guys, and I didn't want to play it because I figured you guys have already seen it 1,000 times. By this point, I don't think he's at war with them. I'm pretty sure he made it very clear that that's not so. And I can hear and read and see quite well. Shame on you and your enablers like Tucker Carlson, says Richie Torres. Got a lot of hearts. Okay. West returned to Twitter from what she had been on hiatus since November 4th, 2020. after his Instagram account was restricted amid a week of tirades on the platform. Instagram confirmed to Insider it had restricted West's account, but did not specify which post was in violation of its policies. Okay, see, this is boring to me. I mean, this is good, right? We need to know this information, right? Like, if we don't defend everybody to free speech, then we are not defending anyone. Free speech does not have limits. And these people are actually, the people that are canceling free speech are also canceling the religious people as well. I got a problem with that because you're bullying us. And yet this is the group of bullying and accepting, and they're so righteous. They're so righteous. Like, I'm right, you're wrong, and you're dangerous, and I'm a protector. And I'm going, where's your proof, man? This guy, who cares? Don't read a shit. Don't consume his music, or, you know, don't buy his clothing. There's so many ways. Oh, and I want to touch base on my boy, but it's already my boy, Alex Jones. Oh, man, I saw a couple of videos that I don't even know who these people are. But of course, as soon as they open their mouth, I'm like, oh, let me guess. They're woke, or they're this side, which, you know, I don't like to say it because I'm not going to keep the game going. But I'm going, it's not even that. It's they're acting like they are really the law. These are just YouTubers with millions of followers. And I'm going, and they're just like, yep, because this is what happened. I'm going, and I was going to share this with you guys today. But you know what? I'm running out of time. And how about I'll be back tomorrow and I'll just do a whole 1 hour on Jones, because Alex Jones, I'm telling you, it's not about Alex Jones. What's happening to him affects us more than anybody could ever know, or there should be so many more voices screaming for him. But I'm so glad to see that there's a lot of support for him. And I don't care if you like him or not. That's the freaking point. Oh, yeah, I'm going to share a bunch of stuff that I found out that I, using other people's like examples of like, oh, there was one somebody wrote, I think it was a meme, and talking about how like Shaney killed all these people. Alex Jones never did. But then he gets fined $1 billion. And this guy, nothing. And with our money, kills all these people. Like, I'm like, yes! Like, I thought it was well done, and I was trying to put something together similar. So, hey! And again, sharing is caring, so it's best that I use somebody else's, and then you guys might use it and like it, and that's what family does. So what do you guys think? I'm going to look at your chat. I'm not sure. Should I go forward and do Sansom as a wrap-up to this live stream today? Because I kind of went over my time. And maybe I could just promise that I'll do it tomorrow. And that way you guys are ready, especially all you people that are watching this live now or the replay and really want to be with me while I watch it for the first time, totally virgin, of the Sansom, a quick word. I mean, I got it queued up. So I'm ready. But I don't want to rush it now. Shoot. I'm sorry I didn't. This is the other reason why I didn't confirm it from the beginning that I would do it. Let me see. It's a puppet show. I'm like trying to look at all your chats. I feel like Candace Owens is genuine. I do too. But I think she, and I think she's very smart and very well-spoken, Candace Owens. But I think that I there's a weakness. You know how like Achilles has, you know, Achilles healed and that was his weakness? Candace has a weakness, and she still is young, and she still has room to mature emotionally. That's my insight, and we can get into it next time. I'll give you a little sample of a video that ever since I saw it, I have a hard time watching her. But whenever something really good comes up and I'm really interested in what she's going to talk about, I'll watch her. I didn't boycott her. But I don't see her the same way anymore. And I knew it. I knew it was going to happen because I'm like, you know, she talks really good. But people like that, usually like even Ben Shapiro, those people, they lack in emotional maturity. And it's not their fault. It's especially when you're young and you get this position of authority that you kind of, you're just going to stumble. It's just part of life. So I'm not, I'm aware on everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Like, I don't sometimes, you know, I have work to do. Like, my communication, it's always a struggle for me, you know? Big difference in Semitic and Zionist. Oh, yeah. I like that, Sama. Let me see. Halloween. What's up with Halloween? I probably missed a conversation between you guys. Ooh. Holly Weird. Yeah. God. What about Jennifer Lawrence crying over having nightmares about Tucker Carlson? You know I did that a few episodes back. Absolutely. Kanye believes he's Jewish. And why would he say that about the people who he identifies with? Good question. Good question. I'm telling you, like, people should not be able to have an opinion. Pelosi's going to punch, I know, right? Pelosi going to punch Trump. She couldn't punch her way out of a wet paper sack. That's a good one. She has a trans kid. Oh, man, I'm losing it already here. Let me see. Wait. Did I miss it? Oh, mira, Sama, AC Nelson, en nome en patre e fili espiritu santi. I like that. That was good. Oh, I love it. Love it, AC Nelson. Thank you. So, oh no, it's 2 a.m. I'll have to watch later. See ya. See you later. Great to have you. Like the emoji, Serena Shamara. Heart burning on fire. Hey, Daryl Large. Welcome. You like Sansa? Well, how about tomorrow? I'm definitely going to do it tomorrow. It'll be like today, part two. I'm going to get into Alex Jones. I'm going to get into Sansom. Why do I think that they have something in common? I haven't watched the song yet. It's totally virgin. So, all right. AC Nelson, Sama, so am I. But I love different languages! Exclamation. AC Nelson. I speak some Spanish, French, Portuguese, Japanese, and Italian. Boom. I feel like I'm a better person for it. Absolutely. Okay, guys, until next time, thank you for being here. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. And until very, very soon, much love, many blessings, and stay tuned.